The city of Detroit announced this week that it will launch an autonomous shuttle route later this year. The free driverless service will carry riders along a nearly 11-mile path spanning from Corktown through downtown and along the East Riverfront. The city has selected a private vendor to operate the shuttles and secured $1.5 million in funding for the service's first year. Tim Slusser is Detroit's chief of mobility innovation. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan four battery-powered Ford Transit vans will be outfitted with autonomous capability.
They are electric, so obviously they're going to need to recharge at some point in the middle of the day. So we're working very closely with our vendor to ensure that those charging times provide the minimal amount of disruption to any service here. Right now, you know, the concept at a high level, if you're interested, is to have three vehicles operating while one is recharging and then continue to kind of shuttle them around, so to speak, so that as one goes to recharge, the one that was charging is back on the road.
So this will be free for members of the public to use. So what will a ride be like for them? Where will they board? Where will they stop? Where can they go to? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, great question. So right now we're announcing the route and we're working to finalize the stops along this route. So I don't have that information at this moment, but we're going to be looking to do a community engagement event approximately about a month before we launch the service. And we'll be introducing the public to the vehicles at that time, introducing them to all aspects of the service, as well as all of the stop locations. And yeah, we're really excited about that.
I think the big question with autonomous for people is, can they trust it? How should they feel about riding on something that is driverless? Or if somebody is concerned about that or maybe feeling hesitant, what would you say to them?
Great question again. So the big point that I want to make sure everyone understands about autonomous vehicles in Detroit, okay? If you're seeing something with the city of Detroit's name on it, that vehicle is going to have a safety operator behind the wheel. This service is no exception, okay? So what we're doing is we are bringing autonomously capable vehicles into Detroit. We're going to allow them to operate with that safety operator behind the wheel. And that safety operator is going to be there to help explain to different passengers what's going on. These vehicles are wheelchair accessible, so help individuals with wheelchairs on and off the vehicle. And the other thing that autonomy can sometimes struggle with is inclement weather. So when it snows here in Detroit, because we all know that it will, we'll be able to actually have those safety operators just take over. And if the autonomous technology is not able to drive because, you know, the camera systems and all the technology can't identify the roadway, no problem, right? This is a pilot project for us. We want to understand what the current state of the technology is. We want to put safety as our top priority. So that safety operator is going to be there to not only ensure the highest level of safety for riders, for pedestrians, for other roadway users, but also to ensure that this service doesn't have to take a day off just because we have inclement weather.
That was exactly the next thing I was going to ask is, I know that as they've been developing autonomous tech, adverse weather like heavy rain or snow can be kind of tricky. What is the expectation at this point? Do you think you mostly lean on the driver in that scenario, or has there been work into conquering those elements? Where is that at?
Yeah, so a lot of companies are working on it, right? And the reality is there's not a ton of real-world demonstrations of the technology in these inclement weather scenarios. So that's why we're really excited for the city of Detroit and its partners here with Bedrock, Michigan Central, and the state of Michigan's Office of Future Mobility and Electrification to start this new territory and bring this solution to Detroit and learn along this pilot. So my expectation is that the technology is probably going to surprise us and it's going to be, you know, pretty capable. But again, you know, we just want to make sure that safety is our top priority. So that safety operator is there to make sure that the service is as safe as possible for, again, the passengers, the roadway users, as well as to ensure that people can rely on the service. This is designed as a true publicly accessible transportation service. And with that, in our opinion, you need to be able to be reliable. And so that's why we designed it this way.
So there is $1.5 million in funding for the first year, and that is all coming from Michigan Central and Bedrock and the state. Is the city actively thinking about getting involved with the funding at some point, or what is the city's viewpoint on when they might buy in a little more?
Yeah, so there's kind of a few things happening all at once, right? We want to understand how much adoption we can get with the public for a service like this, how many people we can get riding, all those sorts of things. So I would say there's absolutely an opportunity for the city to come in and help fund this in the future. We're very, very fortunate to have the partners that we have to help us get this off the ground and get this launched. And I do want to give a lot of credit to our private industry partners. this is an opportunity for private industry to invest with the public sector in providing publicly accessible transportation solutions. There's not many examples of that. And so we're really excited. We think this can be a model that can allow us to work with more private industry players in the city of Detroit to help grow this model and maybe cover more ground here in the city of Detroit in the future.
And you said there is going to be a lot of learning going on with this. That $1.5 million price tag to operate for a year, is that a viable price point to grow to a bigger network at, or will it need to become more affordable as the technology is developed?
Part of what we're doing is we're trying to fully understand, you know, what these costs look like, right, and understand the potential to scale. So I think the fact that we have a contract executed, we have a vendor, proves that the $1.5 million is an attainable number to launch a service like this. Service lines will vary in their length, will vary in their level of difficulty, will vary in their number of stops. So it's really an opportunity for us to understand all of those data points and considerations. So we're going to have more information than probably any other city out there on how to establish a service like this in our backyard. So again, we think that there's a lot of learning to happen here, but I think there's also opportunity for the cost to come down over time, right? As you get more and more of these vehicles on the road, you can start to see some economies of scale from the operator standpoint as well. So I think that there's a lot of opportunity, both from costs coming down and from identifying how services like this can really contribute to economic growth in a city like Detroit.
Long term, how do you see something like an autonomous shuttle service fitting into the transit landscape in Detroit and existing alongside something like DDOT?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I appreciate you framed it up for me that way, because if you, again, look at our approach, our approach is not to remove the driver, right? Our approach is to try and allow autonomy to be harmonious with the transportation service, right? Increase safety, reliability, make the driver's job easier, allow them to focus on maybe, you know, the customers that are there on the vehicle. So, you know, this is the first stepping stone along that. We're definitely working very closely with DDOT. This is a project that is being led by my office, the Office of Mobility Innovation, but we're working very, very closely with DDOT. They've advised us on elements of this project, and we're certainly going to be sharing all of our lessons learned with them to see how this technology can improve their services as well, potentially in the future.
Tim Slusser is the City of Detroit's Chief of Mobility Innovation. He spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.